The scramble to find dry firewood has some Fairbanks area residents poaching trees on public lands. Northern Area State Parks Chief Ranger Matt McClure says he's seeing more illegal firewood harvesting than normal in the Chena River State Recreation Area east of Fairbanks.
Whether it be people not knowing what's required or doing it maliciously, it's unknown. But there's definitely an increase of illegal wood removal compared to years prior. So we're trying to educate the public and basically let people know where they can cut, what they can cut, and what's required to cut.
McClure says non-commercial wood cutting is allowed in the recreation area between September 15th and April 15th if you purchase a $50 permit and follow a few basic rules. He says harvest is limited to burned or downed trees at least 50 yards from the road and a quarter mile from any developed campsite or trailhead. Fairbanks North Star Borough Land Management Specialist Carrie Shaw says there's also illegal cutting happening on borough lands.
I really believe that folks are cutting illegally because the locations where the state and the borough have to cut wood are really far from town. You're talking about maybe a half a tank of gas to go up. We're hearing from the public that they're very nervous, and we're trying to meet the need, and it's very difficult.
Shaw says firewood cutting is allowed on a few remote parcels across the borough at a cost of $5 a cord. She says cutting is limited to areas with available dead trees, safe access, and where it's compatible with adjacent land uses and ownership. Shaw says the borough has always offered wood cutting permits, but interest has spiked with the cost of oil this summer.
In the past, we maybe gave out 5 permits per year. This season so far, we're almost at 100.
Shaw says the borough will open additional lands to firewood cutting after freeze-up when wet areas become accessible. Another upcoming option for people needing to supplement their wood supply will be at the Chena River Flood Control Project. Project manager John Shockey says a lot of wood was collected when floodgates were lowered earlier this month.
259 26 cubic yard side dump trucks, and that's a lot of material. Now, of course, some of that is good firewood, some of it is literally unusable debris. But nevertheless, there is a lot of wood estimated by our senior ranger to be 200-250 cords at least.
Shockey says people interested in gathering the free wood need to call the Flood Control Project office beginning September 17th to get on a list.